we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Prison sentence against one leader and nine of them acquitted in Aymarazo case, still no final judgment. On July the 6th, in a preliminary judgment, a court in Puno, Peru, sentenced Aymara leader Walter Aluiri to 7 years in prison after finding him guilty of the crime of riot at the anti-mining protests of May 26, 2011, known as Aymarazo. The other nine leaders accused were acquitted. Nevertheless, a final judgment on Aluiri is expected to be issued on July the 18th, which could still be appealed. The leader, chair in 2011 of the Front in Defense of Natural Resources of the Southern Area of Puno, will also have to pay, according to the July 6th judgment, 2 million soles, approximately $614,000 in damages. The prosecutor's office had requested a sentence of 28 years in prison. At the end of June, the prosecutor's office had withdrawn charges against 8 of the 18 people prosecuted in the Aymarazo case, accused of aggravated extortion, riot, and obstruction of justice due to lack of evidence. In 2007, then-Peruvian President Alan Garcia issued a decree declaring the Santa Ana mining project in Huacuyani District, Chucuito Province, Puno Department, near the border with Bolivia, a public necessity. In 2008, Canadian company Bear Creek Mining Corporation, which had been present in the area for years, became the owner of the project, aiming to exploit over 63 million ounces of silver over a period of 11 years, starting in 2012. For the inhabitants of the southern area of Puno, mostly Aymara people, the mining operation would damage their agricultural activities and pollute their water sources, including the Sahuadero River and Titicaca Lake, shared by Peru and Bolivia. They also denounced the violation of laws that ban mining or similar activities less than 50 kilometers from the border. For these reasons, the local inhabitants rejected mining in the area and started to mobilize, demanding the repeal of the 2007 decree that declared Santa Ana a public necessity. They also demanded the annulment of all mining concessions in Puno Department. In addition, they demanded the respect to the right to prior, free and informed consultation enshrined in Peruvian laws and Convention 169 of the International Labour Organization, ratified by Peru. The strongest mobilizations took place from March to June 2011, with roadblocks and massive protests in the countryside and the city of Puno, with demonstrators arrested, injured and murdered. On May the 26th, when the Aymaras had been carrying out sit-ins for days outside public institutions, the offices of the General Comptroller of the Republic, the Governor's Office, and the Customs Building were attacked. The demonstrators always denied their involvement in these actions. On June the 24th, 2011, the Peruvian government repealed the 2007 decree that authorized Santa Ana, and the project was suspended. In August 2014, Bear Creek filed a lawsuit against Peru at the International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes, ICSID, a World Bank body, under the Free Trade Agreement between Canada and Peru. The company is demanding payment of $1.2 billion for having their project suspended. Despite this lawsuit, Bear Creek continues to promote other projects in the region, such as mining project Corani, also located in Puno Department. On June the 26th, Real World Radio presented a report by the Democracy Center and the organization Human Rights and Environment, Duma Puno, which included an interview with lawyer Rodrigo Lauracio Apaza, member of Duma, on the criminalization of the social protests in Peru in the context of the Aymarazo. Duma is part of the National Coordination for Human Rights and the Muki Network in Peru. In this report, the Democracy Center and Duma Puno warned that social organizations and their leaders in Peru are criminalized and stigmatized for rejecting mining and for being indigenous people. The aggressive pro-mining policy that dominates the country has caused a great number of socio-environmental conflicts, displacements, and human rights violations, they warned. This policy is promoted by transnational corporations such as Bear Creek, which are the ultimate beneficiaries of resource extraction and the violation of the rights of communities that struggle to defend their territories, concludes the report.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.